I've always helped people remember who they are and feel into their power, feel into what their gifts and their skills are. I've really helped people let go of what no longer serves them and transform that into fuel for their mastery, for them to shift their life into the positive.
The magic happens when you can hear your heart sing. Literally hear your heart sing.
I just want you to know you were born for this, that you have everything you need to really do you this lifetime. So let's get started. Let's make magic together.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 wherever you are, wherever you come from, this life, past life, future lives, this timeline, other timelines, this dimension, all dimensions. We are going to be talking about magic and miracles. In fact, we're going to be talking about them today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to do readings for magic and miracles. And today, we're going to do some healings for magic and miracles to experience that increase in vibration and that ability to transform or trans out of the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And Emily, we love seeing you and we love that you're feeling good. All right. Perfect. So guys, when you come on, be sure to let us know where you are from. And you are live here tonight with Joan of Angels. We are from the Desert Heart Sanctuary, where we paint divine beings, bring messages for people, and where for the last 7 years, we have been in training to come out as Joan of Angels, Joan of Archangels, Joan of Angels of Light. So it took 7 years to get trained, to be able to step out and say, hi guys, I'm Joan of Angels, and get your wings on, guys. Get those wings on, raise them up, because miracles really do require a shift in consciousness. So if you're new to the channel, please like, subscribe, and share with your tribe. Please like, subscribe, and share with your tribe. And if you haven't been to the website, go over to joanofangels.com and sign up, get your free ebook on your soul purpose and how to have your soul awakening sessions. Why? So you can remember who you are and who I am. All right, then. So we're so happy that you're with us tonight. It's a very, very unique and interesting night to talk about magic and miracles all together. Because what are miracles? But really, in a sense, I wouldn't apply magic to miracles, but in a way, there is a feeling of magic. There is a feeling of the miraculous happening. The magical can happen. And sometimes we intertwine those words. But you know, when people talk about magic, they really talk about setting your intentions to create a shift in the energy. So I spent all day yesterday in a paranormal conference, which was all about magic and the paranormal. And I realized magic and miracles are so aligned. So magic is a way of shifting reality intentionally, consciously, with your mind, with your body, with your spirit. So with your thoughts, with herbs, with essential oils, with sage, with incense, there is an ability to create a change in your field that actually will put intentions out like a formula, A, B, C, and D, A plus B, with candles over here and a little bit of a ritual over here and affirmations over here. Then you have a formula for manifesting, a formula for receiving what it is you're asking for. And it's almost the same formula in a way, whether we call it magic or we call it miracles. We always ask for the highest good of all concerned. We ask that the outcome be of a healing, high vibrational nature that supports humanity, supports others. And so when we put out our miracle intentions and our magical intentions, that is what we're doing. And then we are aligning ourselves. And even in magic, it's sort of similar. In magic, you might align yourself with prayers or rituals, But in affirmations, you're repeating also prayers and rituals and demands and releasing. So in a way, miracles and manifestation, magic and manifestation, are the same kind of thing. What does it require? Focused intention. So tonight, on Miracle Monday, we are going to all together focus our intention for magic and miracles, for healing, for wellness. So what kind of magic and miracles, you might ask? And that's what I'm going to ask all of you. So what kinds of magic are you asking for? What kind of miracles would you like to have manifested? Now, these could be body miracles, in other words, healing miracles. These could be emotional miracles like balance, peace of mind, you know, true love. It could be spiritual miracles like being able to connect to the divine and connect to your guides and your team on the spiritual side. And it could be miracles of knowing, just of knowing the truth, of knowing that you're in the right place at the right time. So we call those the miracles of confirmation and knowing. We also have the miracles of manifestation. Yes, that what we are putting out there, we can see in concrete form. I can't remember, but it was yesterday. I was doing some stuff on magic and miracles in this conference, and the speaker was talking about someone who had put out their desire to manifest something like 25 or 30,000. And it came right back to them after doing manifestation prayers and miracle prayers. So we are going to talk about what it is you guys want. Now, I love that you would do whatever it is that I'm asking for, but I also want you to help me by asking to put in your manifestations and your miracles. Now, I can tell you right now that my body is not up to 100%. And so we are intending to raise our vibratory frequency and to work in the healing mode to bring peace and balance and harmony to the energetic frequencies of all, to allow healing, balanced, improved immune systems, and support for all. So that is what we are going to be doing. But I want to know what you're going to be doing while I'm doing this, because this time we need your help. This time, even though Tina's in the back room holding space for healing, we are asking all of you to help hold this space so that we can all weather whatever the weather has brought you, whether we can weather the storm wherever we are and whatever storm that is. All right. So very grateful confirmation, miracle, manifest. So today, guys, it's going to be gentle. You know, sometimes I'm pretty loud and sometimes I'm high vibe, but today we're going to conserve our energy so it is there for the healing. So Mother, Father, God, right now we ask just now that we be filled, surrounded, and protected with the light. We ask for clarity, wisdom, understanding, compassion. We ask for Archangel Michael's sword so that we can begin to cut away anything in the auric frequency of everyone that's here, cutting away that which doesn't serve, cutting away that which blinds you, covers your eyes so you cannot see, or covers your ears so you cannot hear. We ask right now that all together now, we together open up that curtain. Imagine right now that there is a curtain right there in front of you, and it is guarding that entrance to the other realms. It is like gatekeepers to the other realms, these curtains. And I want you right now with me to put your hands right there at the curtains and really literally open them. And I want you to take a courageous breath, my friends. And so, Mother, Father, God, right now we ask for the courage. We ask for the strength that as we clear away what no longer serves and we clear away the blinders, the earplugs that we've had, that we have the courage to walk through to that other side, into that portal, so that we can then be among our peers, be among the high vibrational beings that are in our field. We can be in presence with our guides, our angels, our loved ones, our spiritual team. So as we open up this curtain, we walk through that opening. And as we walk through that opening, there is a large, large circle. And in that large circle are sitting 12 or 13 divine beings, 12 divine beings. These are your guides. This is your spiritual team. And facing them, so they're in a half circle, my friends, and facing them, you are in a seat. You are in a circle. You are in the center of the circle. And you actually have, I can see, energetic lines to each of those noble divine beings that is facing you, 12 beings, almost like the half of a clock hand, too. So here you are, just like me sitting here, and they are in front like here. All right, my loved ones, you may share this with your friends because the healings that are going to come through here are very, very powerful. Whew. So as you sit down and you take the place, know that you are in the presence of the gods and you have always been in the presence of these gods. These gods are those who have guided you since the beginning of your sojourn, not just on this planet, but from the other side. These are the guides, my friends, that before you came in, sat with you. They, each of them, sat with you in a circle similar to this. And when you leave this body, they will also be with you again in a circle just like this. And so, taking a deep breath and knowing this to be true, knowing that you are sitting here with your spiritual team, let that resonate with you. Understand that each of these guides has a role in helping you to do what you came here to do and to help you step into that very vision and help you step into that state of being that will allow you to go into that flow state where it is all real, it is all natural, it is all done with grace and ease as you walk that path you know you are here to do. So all of this goes together with having opened up that curtain and sitting in deep satsang, deep communion with each of these guides. And so each of these guides has a message for you. But maybe it's a little overwhelming. So pick one guide. See yourself looking at one of them. And what is it you have for me today? What is that one takeaway that we can take away from our team that would help us heal, would help us dream, would help us manifest, would help us miracleize every step of the way? Whew. So we see right now each of these guides bestowing you with the grace, with energy, with high vibrational wisdom, with downloads, with the knowledge that you're not alone, with one little piece of your puzzle so that as you sit down to restore the beingness of who you are, you go, oh, I forgot all about this little piece of me, that little piece of me that is the heart of compassion and kindness, or that little piece of me that has so much anger. We're going to do some healing of this little piece of anger. Let's take that little piece of anger and let's just hold it in our hand in front of us and beam that cosmic energy that comes from that being across from us who's helping us heal that little streak, that little piece of anger. And I see it as an uneven red surface. And so right now, Spirit says we can actually smooth it out. We can actually, like clay, smooth it out until it's like a small little pea. Oh yes, having rubbed out all that anger so that yourself can be free. Okay, now sitting here in our divine seat, surrounded by our divine guides, sending our roots now to the center of the earth and sending our antenna up to the heavens so that we can now start to ground, sending that energy down, going down, 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 and then sending that cord all the way up to the heavens so that we anchor in. Mother, Father, God, we are just so grateful for this presence of all of you, mind-blowing, energetic beings of light, you angelic ones who are living in the fifth dimensional and higher, who are not only miracle makers, but you're part of the angelic tribes, and you are part of those who have come down here to manifest these dreams, desires into physical form. And we are just strengthening you so you can continue the task today. We are helping you remember that at any time you can come down here and talk to that council. Every day, as a matter of fact, you could start your day sitting in a little sacred space, and you can sit in your chair and you can see them in front of you, and you could say, dearest angels, dearest spiritual team, what is it you would have me manifest today? What is not only for my highest good, but for the highest good of all concerned? And they will give you that information. They may say to you, oh, Deborah, call Joan, book a session. Or they may say to you, Kat, Lynn, Day, go and sing a song about love and heavenly realms. Go and sing this song as if you're singing directly to God, and you will open up those doors to receive your bounty. Or maybe with Kelly, they'll say, just sit, Kelly. Just sit and sing your song, and they will download to you everything you need to know. So, dearest ones, we ask every day in gratitude to be shown the way. What is for my highest good this day? What would you have me say? What would you have me do? And you will find that if you run your life this way, not only will you accomplish more in the light, but the yeses you get, the responses from the world back to you, people will see your light. They will want to say yes to you because they know who you are. So, dearest ones, in making your life simpler, simply say, angels, guides, departed loved ones, my spiritual team, what are you sending my way for today? All right, now we say unto you, we are here in the best of times. I know that when we look outside of that canvas that is that 3D world, and when we sit up here on the mountaintop and we look down, of course we see that it is a crazy planet. And as some people will say, it is a hot, hot mess. Oh yes, planet Earth is a hot mess where our 3D bodies live. But when we sit up here, we can look down. And when we sit behind the veil, we can actually see the truth and start sending energy and waves of healing wherever we can. Or we can help to clear the log jams just by sitting here. We don't even have to go step into that fray. So knowing the truth of who you are, that you are a fifth dimensional being who happens to walk in a 3D body, know that you are here for that exact purpose of unfolding that which you came here to do. That which you came here to do all those lifetimes that you have been here, because I know many of you have been here for many, those lifetimes have prepared you for today. They have prepared you for right now, these times, these days, to step up, acknowledge, step up, remember, reclaim, reconstitute, realize, resign from the old program as you reshape your future. Because this is what you reincarnated for. This is what you came here millions of years to do. And this is what is your opportunity to master, to say yes to the ascension process, say yes to this process of up-leveling, say yes to this process of stepping onto the higher plane so that we can, in harmony with all the natural beings on our planet, restore our planet to its natural inhabitants and to its natural state of being, and to rid this planet of any outside interference. And if you want to know any more about that outside interference, then go watch the last two videos I did with Eric on truth and the other one on the Georgia Guidestones. And that will give you a foundation in that. This show is not about that. This show is about reclaiming our power, though. This show is about stepping into a miraculous state of mind so that we could walk through walls, literally, that we can transcend our body and our being, that we can walk through the veil and know that it is so, that we can experience a healing in our body, mind, and spirit as we manifest prosperity, as we manifest health and wellness for each and every one of you. When you come on Miracle Monday, and my guides just told me this, when you happen onto Monday, Miracle Monday, and you join us, you become part of the solution. You become a miracle maker and part of the galactic tribe that is stepping into miracles and that is raising the vibration and holding space. So part of your mission or your service to others can be done right here on the show with us. And it's reminded me of, if you ever on probation, which I've never been, but thank God, but people who are on probation may have to do community service. And what is community service but volunteering in one of those agencies? Well, your guides are saying you're going to be volunteering, or they'd like you to volunteer for the angelic agencies, the celestial agencies, the starseed agencies. Now, the card that I pulled for all of us is relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. So what is the hold of darkness? The hold of darkness has happened because many, many portals have opened up to them, have allowed these lower frequency energies to rule the planet. And this has not been just for our lifetime, my loved ones. It has been for lifetimes, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, maybe millions, okay, that the planet has been the hold of those who may call themselves the controllers. And so, as again, go see that video, but our job is to reclaim our personal power, to reclaim our health, wealth, and happiness for ourselves and for those that we love. All right, and so it is. So relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. What is cause? Cause is grounding in that light, anchoring in that light so you can be as powerful as you are. Yes, I'm recharging right now. I'm finding my little stones here, making sure I don't drop them in my, here. Here's the prosperity, the prophecy stone is what I'm looking for. All right. So right now, I'm feeling into the energies. There's definitely a heaviness. So guys, is there anyone here who would like a healing? And if so, where would you like it? You are all welcome. Tell us where you'd like us to focus our energy on so that we can actually all together, because we are now all in that healing circle, surrounded by our 12 higher spiritual team, we are in the center gathering up that energy. So imagining right now that each of those 12 beings are reflecting that energy to us. We are holding that energy in our hands, in our circle, and we can reflect it back. So right now I am reflecting that energy back to each and every one of you, knowing that it actually goes through Tina Marie here in the back room. And she actually, literally, I can see her crown's tingling as she sends it back to each and every one of us so that we can clear your field, so that we can remove any patches of low frequency density in your aura right now. And we are removing. Okay, now some of you have little stickies all over you as if you did not want to remove it. So I say to you, take a look at that little anger sticky and say, be gone. Be gone and peel it off. Pull it off. Nothing less than the frequency of love, harmony, balance. So as we're pulling off all these little yellow stickies, now some of you have them over your heart and stomach area. Now your stomach is the seat of anxiety, trauma, fear. So just imagine right now that you're removing any impediments to breaking down your food and any impediments to your heart. Good. All right. So remember, relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. All right. Thank you for that. Please heal my heart and my anxious mind. I have been exhausted and fragmented. And I would like to say that that is the energy of many people. The exhaustion and the fragmentation that is happening on our 3D planet would take out lesser souls. So I commend you for being able to have some reasonable sanity here as we start working to heal the heart and remove post-traumatic stress syndrome. I think that is a good start. So we'll start right now. Okay, so we're going to start with clearing the energy of anxiety, of post-traumatic stress syndrome, of a nervous disorder, of panic attacks. All of those fall under the fact that several things are happening. Number one, all the parties that be in the outside world are up-leveling, up-talking, again, fear porn. I call it fear porn. Talking about masking again, talking about problems that are going to come, talking about war, talking about shortages, talking about gas prices, talking about grocery bills. So every time someone in the media or in the government starts to talk about this, it raises anxiety and panic and fear. So we're going to allow it to rise, and we're going to actually scoop it off, because that's a 3D-based reality. And we know that when we send energy down from the other realms, we could quiet it. We can remove the charge from it. So we're going to ask right now for healing, for balance. We're going to ask to let go of that which worries you. We're going to also suggest that you balance your minerals, and you can actually take a formula that's liquid minerals, multi-minerals. What are they called? Trace minerals, which will help bring some of your panic into balance, and also your heart. So if you're feeling anxiety, panic attacks, then start taking these trace minerals. It's in a blue bottle. These trace minerals will calm that down. It'll also calm your heart down. Whew. Oh, and drinking more water. So speaking of water, I'm going to drink right now. All right. So right now, sending more energy to the heart. And guys, I want everyone to do this with me. I want you to see that beautiful heart that each of you has sitting right there in front of you. You can probably easier if you circle it in front of even your third eye. And look at that heart. Okay, I want you to look at what color it is. And if it's not a healthy, rosy pink, I want you to start changing the color of it. And if it's not smooth, look at it. If it's a little rough around the edges, start smoothing it out. Start rounding it out. That's right. And start sending love and energy until it turns to a beautiful, beautiful, robust pink. Whew. Let's see. And you can repeat after me. My heart is happy. My heart is happy. I have a happy heart. My heart is happy. I have a happy heart. You have a happy heart. Who has a happy heart? I have a happy heart. Okay, so sometimes people say, Joan, you're so silly. You repeat over and over again. I have a slow consciousness that's a little slow sometimes. I have to repeat it over and over and over again. I repeat it over and over and over again. So only the juicy good things get in over and over and over and over and over again. All right. So good. So let's see what's happening with those hounds. Those beautiful dogs up there. Overall healing. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Your beautiful one is so included in the mix. And Patricia, why don't you include both your dogs in sitting next to you, one on either side of you or one on your lap, when you're sitting surrounded by those divine gods? Why don't you bring your dogs in there with you? They're your companions. They're your soulmates. So put them in there so they can be receiving that love. And so, guys, for all of you, all of us, you can put your dogs right next to you. Thank you for bringing that up for us. You can put your children. You can put your plants. You can imagine your garden, that you're sitting in the middle of your garden, in the middle of all your spiritual team. And so it is. Okay, so that is how your babies are going to get their healing tonight. All right, what came out just right? Let's see. Okay, let's deal with this, my loves. Is there anyone else here who's had a masked, pissed offness? Because this is what is responsible for the anger that people are feeling. My dear ones, this is a planned attack on humanity to discourage you, to make you feel hopeless, to make you feel like you are out of control, to make it feel like they have all the power and you don't. Okay? So that is what we're going to treat next. So letting go. And last week, my one of my dear friends was forced to do shots for her kid. This kid had never had one shot, and now at 7 is getting all of them here in California. So imagine that. So let's understand, if it's true that all is unfolding for the highest good of all concerned, and if it's true that these are the days for which they have been foretold, which is true, then the only thing we can logically conclude is that what is unfolding now, no matter what it looks like, is for the highest good of all concerned in the way of waking up people and bringing people back into their memory. Because this is the time for sleeping, literally sleeping giants, to wake up, for all of you to begin to remember and move through this denseness that you might be experiencing. So the pissed offness we need to talk about, because if we understand that we're part of the scenario of the cause and effect, and we are part of the solution, because if we can stay, if you, each and every one of you, can remember you are a light bearer, you are here to anchor into the earth and into the heavens and to hold steady no matter what. You are to swallow your fear and say, this too will pass. And hold steady, knowing that there is a knowing that the hold of darkness has been here. And it is time that we hold steady so that it will fly, that when it will fly away, that we will be able to hold so steady that it will seal these dark portals. That is our mission. And so knowing that, and knowing that we're beings of light, that are so powerful that we can literally dissolve the dark. But we can't dissolve the dark if we hold pissedness in our auric field, if we hold anger, if we hold blame, if we hold we're victim too. It would be better to say, I am part of this team that has come to shift the vibration here on the planet. And even though it looks ugly, and even though I am not happy, even though I am distressed about the inflation, I am distressed about the shortages, I am distressed about what is happening for people in this area, or this area, I know that this is all unfolding for the highest good of all concern. I know that we will step into the light. I know that we will seal those dark portals. I know that we will awaken those who need to be awoken so that they can step into the power of who they are and what they're doing. And so I know that we will rise again. And I know that as humanity wakes up together, we will claim and reclaim our planet for humanity and for the outpouring, because this is one of the most beautiful planets in the galaxies. And this is a planet meant to reclaim the humanity in humanity, the soul of humanity and the soul of the galaxy. And so there are many, many, many beings who are hoping and praying with us for our reclaiming of our highest frequencies. And so even if it may look like it's a worthy cause to be angry about, I say, convert that anger into a ruthless desire to be unmanageable, to be the antivirus in their system. Make yourself impenetrable to their propaganda, their fear porn, and their attacks on you. Make yourself so strong that you become a tower of magic and miracles and power and light and vibration and healing and wellness. We can do this together. I can feel it in my hands as I raise it, that every week we're going deeper and stronger together, going through us. So as you reclaim your power for the light, then reclaim our languaging. And so we are allowed to say, even though I'm frustrated, even though I don't know how it's going to unfold, I trust and know that for the highest good of all concerned, the light will win. That those souls who are set here as activation and awakening points for the planet, for this reclamation of the power of humanity back from reclaiming the planet Earth, back from those who seek to control it. You are a part of it. And I'm here to help you reclaim that part of you to do this. Now, does anyone have any questions about this? Because this is huge. This won't happen accidentally. This is the decision. You know, I learned something about magic and miracles. If we're just half-hearted or, you know, half-assed about it, half-hearted about it, we ain't going to get nothing, or we're going to get what we don't want. Like the time I went outside and I said, okay, angels, if you want me to practice chiropractic, send me a practice. I didn't say, if you want me to practice chiropractic, send me a viable practice that makes great money in a good location that I really like, that's beautiful, that makes me feel special every day I go there. No, I just said, send me a practice, and they did. They sent me a practice in a very difficult place for me, where it wouldn't work. Okay, so ask for what you want. Now, let's stop asking when. Let us know in our heart that we can hasten the outcome. We live in a, remember all these talks that we've all been hearing about the field of quantum. What is the field of quantum? Part of the field of quantum is if I say, I feel joy and happiness in my heart, the universe around me responds with joy and happiness. And maybe I'll get a phone call with someone who likes me. Says, hi, Joan, I love you. Because they'll send me that message back. So knowing that, and this is part of the law of attraction, what we put out to the universe comes back to us. So if we ask for negativity, we're going to get it. But if we ask for peace, love, joy, harmony, balance, it will happen. But we have to understand that it will happen in divine timing. And divine right timing is different than human timing. They are not the same, but I can assure you that it will happen in your lifetime, and it will happen within the next few years. You will not have to die for this to happen. So there will be a rebooting of humanity. There'll be a restoration of humanity. There'll be a reclaiming. And at some point, humanity will seal those dark portals and the light will shine and rise again. You are part of that, guys, when you remember that you came down here, that you remember you're here for a purpose. And what is my job? But I guess I'm a reminder of that for you. I'm going to take that out. When 2 years ago, when I was threatening to go under, you know, like I was starting to freak out, like what in the world is going on? And my guide said to me, Joan, you came down here specifically for this. Now, if it's too much for you, honey, tell us now. We'll go get a replacement. You know, Joan of Angels version 2. And the pain of that, guys, was way too much. So is it true for you guys too? Yeah. Yeah. If you're not going to agree to do what you were assigned and what you said you were going to do, of course, they're going to replace you with someone else. I can practically guarantee it because there's things that have to be done. So, you know, I had a vision of something I had promised to do the other day. And then I went, oh my God, that's so frightening. What if I don't do it? And it was like, oh, the responsibility. It was like, oh my God. And then it was like, you are born for this, guys. You are born to stay strong. You are born to do what you came here to do. Ignore them. Hold yourself steady. Sit back on the mountaintop with me and watch as they play their games. Get smarter. Understand it is a big chessboard and we really don't know the game because it's bigger than chess. Okay. Whew. Thank you. And you are so welcome. Thank you for acknowledging that. Guys, Tina's going to put up the donation links for PayPal. If what we say resonates for you, if you experience a healing in your heart, body, mind, and soul in any way, shape, or form, and you can help out the Desert Heart Sanctuary, we would be in gratitude. Is that a mandatory thing? Of course not. We're in gratitude for all of you no matter what. Because you see, that's kind of the energy of what we're doing. You know, when I was a chiropractor, I'll never forget, when a patient would come in, I never knew how they paid, if they were cash, insurance, poor, free, you know, I didn't know. My job on the right side of me was to heal them. My job on the left side of them, though, was when I was in a different room and I'd go into the admin place, you know, where we were doing insurance and collections and billing, and then I would know. And then I could deal with it in a different way or a different place or a different tone. But I never confused the healing with, you know, the insurance. Let's put it that way. Okay. So we're going to pull another card. And thank you, Terry, for being here too. Thank you, King of Kings, for being here. Thank you, Remnach. What an interesting name. And higher dimensions. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm about to say. Don't fret, because honestly, you said what many people are feeling. And I'm asking to get a pulse on the energy so that I could do the healing of it. How could I do, and I may be psychic and telepathic and all of that, and intuitive, all of which I am, but it gets taken care of even easier if you just tell me. You know what I mean? And that's what you did, hon. All right. So this is wonderful. The outcome card, we are going through a new birth. Guard it vigilantly. Do you understand what that means? Every breath we take, when we're relentless in our being, say an antivirus in their system, relentless in being disobedient, relentless in only saying yes when we mean yes and no when we mean no, relentless in our pursuit of uncoupling from the matrix, which is what's threatening to consume many, relentless in our decisions of right and wrong for ourselves. That's what I am talking about here. So that is a new birth, and guard it vigilantly. And guys, people are waking up. They're literally waking up every moment now. So that's what's going on here. Let's stay strong. Let's wake up ourselves. Let's, you know, wake up the people around us. Let's hold steady and know that that which we came here to do is unfolding now and will happen. All right. Let me see. going to ask the guides if there's anything else they want me to do. So, is there anything else you'd like me to do tonight? No. So, guys, I'm going to conserve my energy. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have Tina put this up here, we're putting it up right here. Tomorrow night, I do readings, and that's also by donation. And again, do I kick you out if you don't donate? No, of course not, because I love you all. And I do that because I love you. So tomorrow night is readings for magic and miracles. Make sure you hop on. That's the place to donate if you're going to donate for a reading or healing, which I can also do tomorrow night. So it can be either magic and miracles. So we'd love to see you on it. People have been enjoying it. We've done two. I think we've done three evenings. So this is going to be our fourth. So I hope you join us. You can find it on YouTube. Okay. And I've done some amazing videos on YouTube. Ishmael Perez, who's a cosmic starseed. I've done some Tartarian videos. And of course, I've been doing my regular Miracle Mondays and healing videos. So go check out the YouTube. Like, subscribe, and share. Also, go check out the website. If you haven't signed up, go look and get your free ebook, My Soul-Filled Purpose. So at least you'll know what you're here to do. But hint, open the veil, sit in the center with your guides all around you, and hold your light steady. And then ask, what is it you want me to do? All right, I think that's enough for today. I appreciate you all and see you all next time.